know about that. I just wanted you to have a...
Welcome to Rehabilitating Your Portfolio, a podcast about how to protect capital while still capturing the upside. And now, here's your host, Brett Rosenthal.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal, and as always, we're going to explore all aspects of rehabilitating your investment portfolio. This is a live trading desk, so bear with me. Sometimes phones ring, orders have to be executed. Everything I discuss with you on this show and every show is our basic tools and disciplines that we use every day to manage real capital, both our own private capital and that of investors. So what we're going to be sharing are tools to help you protect your capital but still capture the upside. And so first thing I like to do always is jump right in with an overview of our triptych approach, looking at the very top of the pyramid, if you will, the first sector that we pay most attention to, and that's the big four indexes. So where are we on the S&P, the Qs, the small caps, and long-term U.S. Treasuries? Once we know the direction of those four indexes using our algorithms, then we drill down into the next panel and look for the best groups that we want to own, and then into those groups we look for individual stocks we want to own. So without further ado, let's get to our big four. So the S&P, we are still in cash on our S&P position. We took positions, just to refresh everyone's memory, and forgive me if you all are listening every day and I'm repeating myself, but I'm doing this for anybody new who's coming on board so they can pick up what I'm laying down every day. So we started on August 22nd with our last buy opportunity in the S&P. We got stopped out of that trade at higher prices. We booked a profit on September 5th. The market then kind of drifted a little bit and then popped up after the hurricanes were over. So and we're trading a little bit higher than where we exited our position. Not a lot, but a little bit. We are out of the NASDAQ 100, and it's the same scenario. So triple Qs we were buying on the 22nd of August. We booked profits on the whole position on the 5th of September, and that index is trading below where we sold it. So it's kind of a wash there. And then, of course, the index is still... Our algorithm is still long the small cap index. We hit our primary target, which was 144.03, and we're making new highs today on small caps. So small caps have been absolutely leading the rest of the market, which is interesting because they were leading the rest of the market lower in the month of July and August. Small caps were wildly underperforming the big indexes, and now they're wildly outperforming the big indexes. So a lot of volatility in the small cap space in the span of 3 months. Treasuries, this is the major update. Okay, RCM algorithm update, dum dum dum. Here it is. We are long U.S. Treasuries again. We exited the Treasury, last Treasury trade. It went right up to our target, our primary target on the 7th of September, sold off pretty hard, pretty aggressively. We ended up exiting the whole position on the 12th of September. Treasuries then went lower for a little over a week, tested the 50-day moving average, found support there, and our algorithms are telling us to be long Treasuries now again. So we are long Treasuries, TLT, as of yesterday and today. At the close yesterday, and depending on how you want to execute, and that's always up to the investor. You can execute some right on the carrot, you can execute some the next morning on any morning weakness. It really just depends on your proclivities and how aggressive you want to be. So when it comes to the top four, we're out of the S&P and the triple Qs. The algorithm is still long small caps and treasuries now, TLT. So it's a bit of a muddled picture. The triple Qs are below where we originally sold them in early September. The S&P is a little bit above where we sold it. So really not a lot of movement, but a lot of aggressive movement in small caps. 25% of the small cap index, IWM, the small cap index, 25% has to do with financial space. That's small cap banks, small cap insurance companies, and these things have had a real nice uptick after the hurricane was not as aggressive as people were afraid of when it hit Florida. So there was a bit of a bounce back there for insurance companies, and banks do well when the Fed talks about raising rates. And so we all saw the last Fed announcement. It was a discussion of reducing the balance sheet and raising rates. There's a 100% probability of a rate hike in December at the moment that the market is anticipating. And so that drives up prices for bank stocks. And so that's where we stand on the small caps. So also wanted to just mention, we here at Rosenthal Capital Management keep a close eye on precious metals and have for over a decade. So with that in mind, precious metals are very hard to make money in. They've been in a pretty brutal downtrend for the last 5 years, going on 6 years really. We do have an algorithm designed specifically for investing in precious metals companies. GDX is the algorithm, is designed for GDX. And so even in a horrific bear market over the last 5 years, this algorithm makes money. Okay, it's a successful algorithm over a five-year period. But it only has a success rate of about 42% of the time. So 42% of our entries end up being profitable transactions. But overall, it's a profitable algorithm. Well, the only way you can do that is by taking losses quickly and then riding your successful trades and getting as much as you can out of them. And so even in a very bad bear market, there are still ways to make money in the precious metal stocks. And then eventually when that bear turns into a bull market again, that number will flip from probably 42% to 62%. So it's just a really a reflection of the bear market we've seen in the last 5 years. That strategy is telling us to get long GDX. Okay, so there's going to be a tight stop. If this doesn't work, we'll be out. But having said that, now is the time to take a shot at gold stocks. So if we look at our triptych approach and we say here are the big four indexes and we're getting long treasuries and there's kind of a muddled view of the big cap names. So yeah, I find it very interesting that we're getting a buy signal in gold and treasuries at the same time. So it's going to be really interesting. Either those, you know, those two assets usually are contrary to the market. So for gold and treasuries to really go up a lot, you're going to have to see the rest of the market probably come down. So we'll see if that happens. So you're all on notice for that. Now let me just wrap up today with the top three. I'm going to give you three basic tenets of an approach to rehabilitate your portfolio. Three basic steps you need to take to rehabilitate your portfolio. The first three things that you have to do in the process of learning a new way to invest and be successful in the investment arena. So grab your pen and piece of paper, write this down. And in no particular order, you need to really master all three of these if you're going to change your investment process from a frustrating one into a fruitful one. The first thing I would say you need to do is you need to always start your investment process with the understanding that you need to protect capital first. And I find this to be a major problem for most investors, especially frustrated investors. They want to try to make up for the last, you know, X amount of years of underperformance, and so they take more and more and more risk. This is a mistake. You have to know where your outs are before you get started in any investment you take. You have to divorce yourself from the emotion of the investment, from the ego of the investment. When you take that investment, you have to know where you're stopping yourself out, where you say, "Uncle, this isn't working. I need to take a step back and reassess." So step one on your path to rebuilding your investment experience and your net worth is to always have an eye on protecting the capital that you have now and then look to take risk. It's not the other way around. One of our partners here at the firm and our algorithm coding specialist, Bill Jacobs, likes to say you have to earn the right to take the risk. And I couldn't say it better myself. You have to earn the right to take the risk. You start off by building net worth in a methodical way with an eye towards protecting your capital. And once you begin to build your net worth, then you can begin taking some more risk. It's not the other way around. That's number one. Number two, you need to conquer your fear and your greed emotional response. You have to stop acting based on emotions. Now, we feel the best way to do that is to use algorithms. They're computer-based. They don't have emotions. For lack of a better way to describe it, when we're running capital here on our desk and our algorithms put a carrot, we call it a carrot, it's a little arrow that shows up on the screen saying now's the time to own this asset, you go put money to work. And let's be honest, many of the times that we're doing this, we're buying weakness. We're buying an asset that's down dramatically or has gone through a correction, so there's a lot of fear in the market. We're buying the weakness, and very often that's a very hard thing for people to do, to buy the weakness. But you have to do that. You got to get over your fear. And then, of course, the flip side is, and again, we use algorithms to help us, but when your asset that you've bought is ripping higher and hitting key target points, in the midst of that euphoria, instead of being drunk on the euphoria, you should be banking some of those profits. Instead of the greed that takes over and you start counting how much money you're about to make, say, look at all the money I just made. Let's book some profits. And you step right down on the neck of greed and you say, no, thank you. I'm going to book profits right here. Then we always trail a piece, right? We're not going to top take everything, so we're going to trail a piece. But you make sure that that investment is a profitable investment because you've booked profits in the midst of the hysteria on the upside. So number two is you've got to conquer the fear-greed response. You've got to get on the right side of it. And the last piece that I'll share with you today about rehabilitating your investment experience and protecting your capital and still capturing upside is to get on the right side of probabilities. That's number three. Try to make investments and make them in a manner where you're on the right side of probabilities and statistics. And I find what most people do is they love to look at investing as gambling, and they're going to put money down on something that's like 100-to-1 shot, but if it makes money, they're going to make a fortune. That is not a way to build your net worth over time. That might be a way to have fun in Vegas, but this is not Vegas. This is taking our hard-earned nest egg and protecting it and making it grow over time. And so what you have to do is get on the right side of probabilities. Again, for us, that means using algorithms because that's all based on probabilities and statistics. So there may be more to that thought over time. We can discuss it, of how to get on the right side of probabilities. But at the very least, you want to look at investments and say to yourself, how much has to go right for this process, this investment, to increase my net worth? And if it's an overwhelming wall of information that has to happen for you to be successful, chances are you're on the wrong side of probabilities. and you need to look elsewhere into some greener pastures. So those are the three basic tenets, and there's probably more. Over time we'll flesh that out, maybe we'll get to 10, you know, but for today let's just start with these three basic tenets of how to rehabilitate your investment experience. Always consider, number one, protecting your capital first before taking risk. Number two, conquer your fear and your greed response. Make sure you're acting in the opposite direction of those two feelings. And number three, get on the right side of probabilities. So I hope that helps you out a bit when it comes to rehabilitating your investment approach and your experience. I look forward to chatting with you all again when we have our next RCM algorithm update. And until then, I wish you the best of luck in your investment endeavors.
To learn more about how to protect capital and still capture the upside, join us at rosenballcapital.com. And for real-time updates about what our algorithms are saying, follow us on Twitter at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T-R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L.